You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
I'll be having a snack and talking sports with Janine Jamieson, who has been recently selected in the newly formed West Tigers Rugby League women's team in the NRL competition. Now, welcome to SBS Filipino.
Hello. How are you going?
Yeah, good. Firstly, congratulations. You must be proud.
Yeah, I'm very proud. It's a big accomplishment for myself, but stoked to be here and be able to play for myself and my family and be a part of a team that's up and coming in the rugby league scene. But yeah,
tell me, why rugby league and what made you be drawn to such a physical game?
Well, I started off playing league tag, so it wasn't a lot of contact at all. It was just tag, and then I played a couple rugby league contact games and that was pretty cool, so I thought, yeah, why not. And I actually got the opportunity to represent the Philippines up here in Sydney, so I jumped on that, and that's sort of what kick-started my whole rugby league career. So I moved down to Wollongong, played for Coromandel Cougars for the last 2 years, and then moved up to Campbelltown, and now I'm playing for the West Tigers.
How old are you now?
I'm 20 now.
Very, very young. It's all happened very quickly then.
Yeah, it did. It was pretty shocking, to be honest. I didn't think I'd make the team, but I'm glad I did. Just worked hard.
On that, on West Tigers, how did it come to form, and what's the name of the league you're playing in, and what teams do you play against?
Okay, so they had a media outbreak sort of thing where they were constructing a new team for the Harvey Normans women's premiership team, and I thought, oh, why not give this a go? It's my favourite club, and what?
Really?
Yeah, it is. So I'm pretty stoked to be with them. Went to information night, and then they said trials are around February and all of that, so we'll have pre-season through that, and just stuck with it, trained hard, and got there. And we versed quite a few teams, so Cronulla Sharks, North Bears, St. Mary's, Cabramatta, Penrith Brothers, I think Rabbitohs, and then Bulldogs, and Newcastle as well, and I'm pretty sure that's all the teams.
So are they the reserve grade below the women's NRL?
So at the end of the season, there's four teams for the Telstra Cup. So that's broadcasted on TV and all of that. But that's only during the 4 weeks. So this one's the Harvey Normans. So there's a few different teams that sort of I'm not too sure how to explain that. But it's first grade throughout the season.
They're the foundation clubs for the professional women's league, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much.
So when does this all kick off, and who's your first opponent?
So this kicked off a few weeks ago. Every team had a bye the first round, so we all versed on the second round. So we versed Newcastle, unfortunately lost to them, but that just made us work harder. And we played Penrith Brothers on the weekend just came, and yeah, we won 26-6.
Cool. That's good.
Yeah.
With the women's NRL competition starting last season, where do you think women's rugby league can go from here?
Oh, it can only go up from here, which is great. The amount of time it's grown and how quickly it's going to continue to grow is just really good to see. So it's only going to go up. Hopefully next year the Tigers can put in for a NRL, the Telstra Cup team. So hopefully just got to keep training hard, stick with it. But, yeah.
I'm a Dragons person myself. They're in the Telstra Women's League. Would you consider moving to another club?
Oh, that's tough. I don't mind. Whatever helps me develop in football, to be honest. So I've learnt so much in just the pre-season that's gone. And, yeah, so maybe we'll see.
Speaking of education, what do you do off the field or when you're away from the footy?
So I just recently finished my course in nursing. So, yes.
Typical Filipino, eh?
Yep, typical. It's pretty good. And I'm happy that I went with it, and now I have a background in nursing. So it's a tough gig, but I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the challenge, got through it.
And, you know, football and sport can take you all around the world. So does nursing. So, like, you can always, you know, it works.
Yeah, it works hand in hand. I've already travelled overseas. So I went over to America, then up to Canada. So that was pretty cool. Got to play footy over there. So, yeah.
Have you played in Philippines?
Not yet. Hopefully soon.
How did you find out about playing rugby league, and how can you spread the word to other Filipino girls who might be wanting to be in your shoes?
Well, I sort of got reached out to through like the rugby league scene and all of that, but if I didn't take the opportunity, I wouldn't be here. So I reckon just take any opportunity that comes forth and just go with it. So yeah,
obviously you got to have a genuine love for the game, not just as a fan, but you really just like want to throw a ball or make a tackle. It just can't be, you know, take an opportunity. Like, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, it's a lot of hard work. So I got into it and I really enjoyed playing, like training hard, pushing myself. But it's not just an individual. I was like working with my team, like helping them like become stronger. So yeah, it's just a passion of mine, really.
Something more serious, what does it mean having Filipino heritage?
Oh, it means a lot. It's part of who I am, like, and to be able to represent that, like, on the field, it's an amazing feeling, really.
Yeah, you did play in the first women's Filipino side, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. That was pretty good. Like, my family got to come up and watch that, so especially my mum, she was pretty stoked.
You also played for the first rugby league women's national team, as I said, the Pearlers. What was that like, and what was camp like?
It was hot. It was a hot, humid environment. Like, I wasn't used to it up here, coming from the cold area. But it was really good. Like, met a lot of girls and like made some new friends and all of that. So yeah.
What's the highlight of your career representing the Philippines?
I'd say that so far. So like being able to put on the jersey. And hopefully I'll have more times to represent the country. And yeah.
What are the best athletic qualities that Filipinos may have an advantage over other nationalities?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I reckon the drive, like the willing to put all your 100% into it. But yeah.
So you think that's stronger with the Filipino side than, say, the Aussies or...
I would say it's hard to say, because like I know the Filipinos, like once they stick to something, they'll like go through with it. And like just with the nursing, like once you stick with it, you go through, and no matter like how hard the challenge is, it's just, you're just gonna stick to it.
Look, there was no right or wrong. I just wanted to, it was a tough question. I didn't want to say anything. What's next for you? Like, what's in the immediate future outside, you know, West Tigers and this year? Do you have any like bigger plans coming up?
Yeah, probably continue working in the health industry. I was thinking of going into patient transport or continuing nursing, but we'll see how it goes, because with footy, it's picked up a lot. But hopefully future years come, get to represent more of my heritage, and also just do what I love to do, like my passion, really.
Do you have any dreams of playing in the Philippines?
Yeah, that would be a big dream. I actually got my dual citizenship, so hopefully hopefully I get to travel over there and play.
That's awesome. I'm thinking about doing that too. Janine, another serious question. Can you please finish this sentence for me? Rugby league is
the greatest sport on earth.
No, that's good. There's no right or wrong answer. Okay, now Janine, I have to ask all the following guests of SBS these questions. Where in the Philippines is your heritage located, and which side of the Buka tree is Filipino?
So my mum is the Filipino, and she's from Nabwa in Bakel and that area. So yeah,
that's cool. No, that's a beautiful place. Okay, can you sing the national anthem of the Philippines? And I'm gonna say no.
Unfortunately, I cannot.
But what happened when you're all lined up playing footy?
Well, I'll learn it. I will definitely learn it when it comes to that.
Are you just saying that because you don't want to sing?
No, I can't sing, but I don't know it, unfortunately, but I'm willing to learn.
What advice would you give to any Pinoy to inspire them to pursue a professional sporting career?
If you have a real passion for it and you don't mind pushing yourself and seeing how far you can go, then just take the opportunity and work hard.
Good answer. You are hosting a Filipino fiesta. I'm sure your mums have done this before. At your home, three people, past or present, you would like to have as your dinner guest.
Can it be anyone?
Anyone, dead or alive, anyone.
To be honest, I'd have my grandparents probably from both sides.
That's it? That's it. Good answer. It always surprises me what people say, you know.
It'd be good to see what they think of me now and, like, just have a good conversation with them.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, what Filipino dish will you serve at this fiesta?
Ooh, I do love chicken adobo.
Any dessert?
What is it? Either, is it taho?
Yeah, that's my favorite.
Yeah, taho or halo.
Nice.
What's your favorite Filipino word? And I know the bicol is a bit different.
I'm not too sure. Manga? It's like mango?
Oh, yeah, so fruit. No, yeah.
Favorite fruit. And so I remember when I was younger, I used to run around saying manga, because I wanted mangoes. Pretty sure that was it.
It's really, really interesting, these answers, because, you know, but we'll continue. What is your favorite or first song you choose when it's time for karaoke? And can you sing us a verse?
Oh, I can remember one from my childhood. Was it the Ocha Ocha Na? That's all I remember, the chorus and like a bit of a dance move, but I won't dance.
What about English karaoke song? See, mine's Whitney Houston, Can't Dance With Somebody. That's what I built out.
Somebody? I'd say, I remember I used to always sing Wind of Change on the karaoke. Typical.
Sing us a verse.
I can't remember any of it, unfortunately.
Well, that concludes the interview. Maraming salamat, Janine. Good luck in the upcoming season. I actually just wanted to let you know you're the first female interviewee. So I'm pretty proud that you came along, and thanks for coming along.
Oh, thank you for having me. And yeah, that's a big one there. Thank you.
All right, cheers.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.